Munch painted Cleopatra and The Slave just beside it in 1916 and 17.
He was working very consistently with models, very interested in anatomy, in gesture, and in bodies and space in a way that he hadn't been in the previous decade.
The models were probably theatrical performers, the woman a dancer, and the man from a circus passing through Oslo.
The male figure is notable for his strong, robust, very carefully defined anatomy. Munch used the occasion of having an African model to explore a whole different set of skin tonalities from those that generally appear in his composition, really seeming to revel in the keyed-up colors, echoed in the figure of Cleopatra through somewhat cooler tones in her clothing and in her flesh tones. On the wall behind are representations that look like they could be figures taken from Egyptian funerary monuments.
These two canvases were originally part of a larger composition that harked back to 19th-century French paintings in the Orientalist manner. In such works, the reclining woman and the standing male represent a European fantasy of an odalisque, or harem woman, with her African slave. But by dubbing his odalisque Cleopatra, Munch may have intended a subtle commentary on the underlying relationship between men and women.